TSW. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Ken. Are you on a different radio?
See you out in the field.
Okay, sounds like you got a phone call.
Jim call.
The dog today?
Let you do anything unless we go for a walk first, so I had to do that.
Sounds good. That's what I was noticing. You were louder than you normally are.
I've had good reports about this radio since you guys talked me into getting it.
Come on.
It's good. I can't complain at all about it. Good battery life. It works real good. I just got to get an antenna to hook it to, and then I'll be able to use it in my truck.
Then we get to where we can use the digital repeaters. They do really well with just the little 19-inch Nagoya on HT. I talked to Andrew in Hendersonville all the way to the house on that inside the excursion.
A couple of the repeaters on digital. And that, I just haven't talked on it much.
Mine more since you got yours and getting a little more familiar with it. I'd laid it down for a little while. Kind of got burned out on it.
Leave mine sit. Sometimes I want to, you know, listen to it and see how it's doing and that. But I really can't complain about it. I thought about, you know, this evening. I said, well, I'll just grab it and take it with me. And by the time I turned it on, you popped on.
Outside, I can hit the 610 with mine, but my location is just hard for getting any kind of radio over the mountain.
Drop something for you on that thing. Did you ever find a coordinate or address for that thing this weekend?
To be honest with you, I hadn't looked. I'll do it as quick as I get to the house this evening, though. I'll set myself a reminder.
Yeah. Must have been some kind of animal through here. The dog's going crazy.
Had to go after the little rabbit.
Definitely think something went through here. So today.
Not too bad. I'm running a little behind, but I got finished up. I'm normally done by now, but I just pulled away from my last stop.
I'm running late. I kind of looked for you on the, you know, earlier. On the radio.
Up there when you and Mike started talking, and that's when I pulled into my last stop, so I had to head on in and finish it up. I was hoping he'd still be around.
He's in the driveway and that, and like I said, you got to take her for a walk first thing every day.
I'm going to have to try that with the dog. Take the HT, 10-6-CLX.
Just like your road trip a lot better with the radio, it makes you walk a lot better.
That's what I'm cursing at it, though, huh?
That KN4TFW.
Do that because the dog won't walk with me. The wife's got to be there. That dang dog.
Particular about who walks her as long as she gets to walk, but she knows if Dad got home, the first thing we're supposed to do is go for a walk every day, whether it's dark or raining or whatever. And we just walk in the ball field over here off of 290. That's for sure.
Still here. I was just over here in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so I was trying to be quiet for a minute.
I'll succeed. Anyway, works a lot better than my Baofeng because my Baofeng is hit and miss out in this field. This one seems like it works pretty good.
End of the repeater for me.
I'm going to say goodbye. 73, I'm going to pull in the drive and hop in real quick. N6 TLX, I'll be with you.
Mike, make sure you pull that antenna down. KO4HKX.
KN4TFW.
Hard time, because one day you were talking to me and you forgot to take the antenna down.
I've knocked a few off myself. Susan got me a new one for Christmas for my truck, and I went to screw it on the NMO, and it and it got hung because it started to get cross-threaded, and then when I backed it off, the whole darn thing unscrewed off of it, so now I got the NMO part stuck at the bottom of the antenna that I got to get out.
CPA. It's just Murphy's Law there.
About that. So the center's 3/8-24, so I got a bolt and a nut. I just got to lock it up in there, and hopefully I'll be able to just back the bolt out and pull the whole thing out.
I'm assuming you were just putting it on by hand.
So hopefully it didn't screw up too much stuff. I was trying to get an antenna on there so that I could, you know, hook this one up with a connector and use it in the truck.
It doesn't have two flat sides on it.
Straight round, and that, and then the center step, like I said, 3/8-24, and the outside's NMO.
Some of them that have a flat side on each side, so, you know, I guess if you need to tighten it down, snug it down a little bit in the mount, you can before you put the antenna on. But anyway, yeah, it should be too hard to get off. I say that, and it will be, but anyway. But, yeah, since you put it on by hand, it's not like you put it on with an impact wrench or something.
Yeah, I hear that you're traveling in that Mustang. You ain't heading out for a Marco's Pizza, are you?
Heading out for a tennis ball.
One or the other, but I guessed wrong. Sorry about that.
You got a 50-50 chance, and most of the time I guess wrong. Oh, man. Well, let's see. Patrick, what are you up to?
I'm home. I'm just going through the big town of TR right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to live up there. And, we had a nice home up there in North Cliff. And of course, the place we live in now is nice too, so I can't complain. But anywho, I liked it up there. And you know, we were close to a Cherrydale and all that. Of course, we're close to stuff here in Taylor's too.
Here yesterday today, so that's how my week goes.
A guy that works for a company that's a subsidiary of Duke Energy, and he came and he knocked on the door. He said, "I got to put a new meter on your box," and I asked him why, and he said, "Because it's not communicating with, you know, wherever it's supposed to communicate to." So of course, now my power went off, so I have to reset all my clocks, but I'll do that when I get back home.
I mean, it wasn't charging you enough is what it was.
Probably, they did away with the with the wheel. I used to like to walk by and look at the ones with the wheel and see how fast it was turning.
To see how fast you can make it turn, right?
Three turns, the more you're dealing out the dough. But I've seen some that they could use their meter for a ceiling fan.
Faster that thing getting done.
Two AC units and heating units I put in that cut my power bill in half over last year's.
Mr. Conservationist. Yeah, my dad had a new unit put in. It's probably been 5,
6 years ago now, but I don't know if it was energy efficient or not. If it is, it doesn't say it. It doesn't have that big yellow sticker on the side, orange or yellow, whatever color it is. And but anyway, but we're on the I think it's called EPP system, where you pay the same amount all year, and then, you know, at the end of the year, we either owe a little or they refund us a little bit. And that works out really good. I like it that way.
Set up like that, but our old units were 32 years old, so if I put in anything, it'd be more efficient.
True, 32 years. That's, wow, that's great. I tell you, that's a long time for a compressor to hang in there.
If they built them like tanks. Well, me and the dog have made it back to the house. So I'm going to have to say 73 to you guys, and I hope you guys have an awesome evening and stay safe. KN4TFW.
Ken, have a good day, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
Ken, well, you behave. Enjoy your evening. 73 is KB4CBA. All right, Patrick, I guess it's just me and you.
And I'm sure you won't be around too long. You're going to play tennis, and it ain't far from you.
Be halfway there, I guess. Maybe a little bit further. I'm at Edwards Road and East North, so intersection, so... I usually, when I get to the top of the hill there at Pelham, I usually go on across Pelham and turn to Orchard Park Drive, and then, and that'll bring you out, at the hospital, and you can make a right turn on Red there, and then I'm just about there.
You work for it. I don't have a clue where you're at.
You're about Edwards Road, where you go up the steep hill to Pelham Road, and when you top that hill, you see 385 in the malls there on your, I mean, not directly, but diagonally to your left and all that.
If I don't, I got a general idea where you're at, but not 100%.
Big deal. This is, this hill is called Beacon Hill, and it's supposedly the tallest, highest point in the city of Greenville.
Yep. We can make you out, but I can't understand what you're saying.
W, can you read me?
I got part of that.
I'm trying out an antenna here on the work truck. You can hear me pretty well. I'm actually on Beacon Hill, and I'm not going to get any better spot than this, so.
Probably switch over and pick him up on Simplex then.
Hey, try your transmission again.
BTW, Tyler sitting up here at the red light. Haywood and Pelham on Beacon Hill right now.
Full quieting on the input.
The trouble, maybe it's on the other end. You said you were up in TR.
Travel this route every day. I'm looking at the repeater.
To me, then, I think I'm going to end up getting a mag mount antenna for this work truck if I can. Right now, I'm just using one of these little small window mounts, and I don't have a lot of great things to say about it.
One of those two, and I'm not overly impressed with it. Maybe if you get a mag mount, it'll work a little better, but you just have to keep trying.
Signal reporting the input anyway. I've made it a kind of red loose to try to get on the repeater and on 2 meter a little bit more this year, but I'm going to have to get a better setup in the work truck. My personal truck's fine, but I don't drive it throughout the week, so.
Well, just keep trying, and we're here. We'll be glad to help you out.
W4CTW, I'll be clear.
4CTW, I believe it is. KB4CBA, name's David. And Patrick's the other guy in there in his tool truck in Travers Rest.
And Dave, I'll be around for a little bit longer if you're going to hang in there.
I've got a little ways to go yet. I'm going by, let's see, do you know where, Stacks Omega is on Orchard Drive?
Yes, I know where that's at.
Five.
Like I said, that's about where I thought you were going to come out, but I wasn't 100% sure because I didn't know the name of the road over there.
Orchard Park Drive, it's a short road. I mean, it just goes from Papewood to Edwards Road, and I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, it's called Edwards Road there. So anyway, it changed its name somewhere. but I'm not really exactly sure where it changes names, but heck, a lot of roads around here change names. It's really crazy. You go through an intersection and you look at the street sign and you're on you didn't turn, but you're on a different street.
We use a lot of the same names, but then they'll put highway or drive or street after it.
Augusta, it used to just be Augusta Road. When I was growing up in the 60s, going to Augusta Circle School, elementary school, it was Augusta Road. But at some point, they changed it. And so now it's Augusta, let's see if I get this right. It's Augusta Street if it's in the city. When it crosses into the county, it's Augusta Road.
What it is, I didn't know how they did it. I just know they use a lot of the same names, and they got street, highway, drive, avenue, circle, and all of them have the same name.
Like my grandmother used to live on Linhart Road, and there's another Linhart Road spelled the same way, but it's in another zip code, so that way the post office can keep it straight. Of course, our house isn't there anymore. They tore down about, I don't know, five or six houses on that road, and I don't even know who bought the land, but it's now, they just keep tractor trailers sitting there. It's like a storage place or, just a place to store them until they need them.
How things change over time, isn't it?
Because, I mean, you know, a West Gant school was, elementary school was right across the street. Of course, it's torn down, and my grandmother lived directly across the street from the school. And my mom could, at lunchtime, she could the road and come to the house, and she would play the piano and during lunch, and people would sit on the bank there and listen to her play. You know, so, I mean, of course, I don't have that memory, but it's just one that my grandmother would tell me about, that my mom did, something she did, you know, when she was in elementary school.
Those are good memories to have and pass along. That's why I'm sure she did it.
If they wouldn't allow it, but I'm sure, but anyway, You know, back then they were a little more slack. And it's funny, I've seen a video on YouTube. It's a black and white, I think it's like a 16 millimeter or 8 millimeter, I'm not sure. It has no sound, and it's a May Day celebration where you wrap the things around the maypole and do all kinds of, they did all kinds of different things. And it's all on video. And I looked for my mom because I think it was 1945, but I never did see her on the film. And but I did see a lady that I knew, Mrs. Tripp. She was, of course, very young then, but she was a teacher there, and it was funny to see her because she just looked like a younger version of herself. You know, when I knew her, of course, she's passed away now, but it was just real interesting to see her on that video.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos lately about history, and where they're interviewing individuals about how they lived in the 1800s and different things like that, just personal accounts of their life and history. It's pretty neat, pretty interesting, I find it.
We watch Aerial America, and there's, I can't remember the name of the other thing. They show you how they used to take the hay and beat it on the threshing floor, and then they would throw it up in the air, and they had a fan, and it would blow the chaff away, and the wheat would fall down on the ground in a pile, and because it was heavier, and the chaff would blow out the door. And that's how they separated the wheat from the chaff. And it was just really interesting. And that old hymn that we sing, "Bringing in the sheaves." Well, the sheaves is a bundle of hay that they would that you could pick up and bring in. You would throw the sheaves into the barn, and then you'd unwrap them and I can't remember what the next process was, but anyway, it was just interesting to watch.
I've been interested in history like that, and learning it, and trying to watch stuff like that, and learn from my grandparents, and Dave, I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. I just crossed the state line, and I'll drop out here in just a second. And you take care and have fun tonight playing your tennis, and be safe on the way home. KO4 HTX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good timing, because I was sitting in the parking lot. 73s, be careful out there on the wheels, and we'll talk to you later, Patrick. KB4 CBA clear.
DJW Mobile.
DJ Mobile. Huh, so there.
You home yet?
No, I got just a little ways to go, and I'm just kind of tootling along, taking it easy. I'm doing the speed limit, and I've probably got about another 3 minutes.
Run over Lake Cunningham, doing the same thing, not in a big hurry, just past Lake Cunningham Fire Department. Just looking at this, the skyline to the north. Boy, is it pretty. You see that sun going down, the orange and the white and the blue and the gray all mixed in together. That looks really good.
It's cold. That just doesn't come close to that sunset in Florida, Bubba. It was warm. It was wonderful.
We're cold just a minute ago up there in the sky, too. Flying through the sky while we were sitting down there in no wind, nice and toasty. And it's cold up there for them.
Fine, as long as my ears don't get cold. When my ears and my toes get cold, it's over. I'm going to find somewhere to get warm.
An old man.
It used to be when you were younger, that's when I'd go flying in the wintertime all the time when I was younger, and it didn't bother me in the least. I remember going inside and saying, hey, I'm kind of cold. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. But I wouldn't think about it while I was out there doing it.
Dave, the proper terminology is that is a symptom of geyseritis. Geyseritis.
Becoming old geezers, huh?
We don't become grumpy old geezers. It's okay.
And that's kind of a hard battle to fight there. You don't want to become a crusty old geezer, but that's the natural tendency.
Leslie, what do you used to call them? What was that term? Oh, yes, curmudgeon.
Game. Remember Ed Goodgame.
There's a difference between curmudgeon and another term that I can't use on the air.
I liked Ed. He was a good guy. He's just a curmudgeon.
Nuclear-powered curmudgeon that would... I didn't care for him.
I mean, he needs to lighten up on people all the time, but... C'est la vie.
Yeah. Well, there's no telling how many prospective members he ran off from down there. If he didn't like you, buddy, it was over.
Tell people, too, to not take him so seriously. He took himself too serious. And some of them could get over it, but some of them didn't.
He certainly ran me off. So, anyhow, but you know what? That's ancient history, and I found another place to fly and enjoyed it. And, oh, my goodness, this guy is cutting trees off the side of my property over here. I wish he wouldn't do that. That's kind of a visual barrier between my place and his. Oh, well, you can't have everything, I guess. And the back of his place looks like a dump. Golly, I'm going to look at that crap. Oh, well, anyhow, everybody gets to do with their property whatever they want to do, and it's their call. I can't say a word.
Seattle is doing the same thing between our houses, cutting out trees between them. And my wife is not happy with that at all, but it's his, like you said, it's his land. Well, I'm backing it in the driveway. I enjoyed it. Good day flying. K4VWA, W4DJW.
I'll see you on the net tonight. K4VWA, clear.
M4BLH, this is K04RAX. M4BLH, this is K04RAX. Tech, K04RAX, monitoring.